Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of the Absolute Truth Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, with the most, the King of King himself, and thank God, by the grace of God, Donald Trump did not shut me down yet. I am the Hot Rod. And on the phone line, I have the one and only. If he's still there, he might get deported already.
Well, I can't be because I'm a citizen. Sean Black in the building once again. Good grief. What a week. That's all I can say.
Yes. And on the other phone lines, ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you, sorry, but Anitra has been deported to somewhere.
we'll cover for her this week.
Oh, yeah, she's on top of some guy right now. Who knows? But besides that, apparently there's a lot to talk about. Normally, every week for the last year and a half, I would say, Sean Black, and Anitra, are you ready to piss somebody off? But let's go straight to the topic. Are you ready to talk about Trump? But it seems like that's the main topic we will be talking about for the time being.
You might as well. Why not? What the heck?
Yeah, you know, not like a lot has been going on in the last 9 days.
Oh, of course. Up and down.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, unless you've been going on a nice long vacation or you just came to visit planet Earth for the first time,
you'll get deported if you do. Oh.
Yes. Oh. Oh, man. I just don't know where to begin with this because there's so much going on in the last nine days, like I said, all because of Donald Trump. I can't even say the word President Trump, really, because I'm not used to that yet.
Oh, so you wanted me to say President Trump much more so than anybody, and you can't even say it.
I know, because I'm still like, wow, Rodney was right. I'm like, I'm not shocked by that. But
of course.
Trump, president?
Yeah, if you want to call him president.
No, or dictator Trump. That's a better sound, dictator.
You remember
Trump?
What I told you? That Trump will probably be the last president at this rate because he's starting to sound more and more like Emperor Trump. So,
like I told Sean Black a couple of weeks ago, I have never heard the terms executive order in my 40 years. I'm like, I probably heard the words before, but never back to back to back to back to back to back. Like, is Donald Trump a madman? I'm like, what is he doing? How much signing can you do? Is he doing autographs? It's just like, oh, wait a minute. The Absolute Truth is doing a show about me? Executive order, shut it down. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
So
well, that's
Trump,
what it seems like.
What has Donald Trump done so far since he took office 9 days ago?
How many executive orders, as you brought up, has he thrown in? Usually a president uses executive orders when they want to go ahead and push through an agenda past Congress based on the fact that it's the president that has these particular orders in that they can do at the discretion. The main one, I won't go into all of the other ones because there's so many of them that he's thrown in there. But the main one that has seemingly got everybody up in arms is the travel ban that President Trump, that man again, has gone ahead and made an executive order on. Basically, it temporarily suspends all immigration for citizens of mostly from what we've seen, Muslim origin, countries of Muslim origin. For 90
so
days.
Like what? So like Iran, Afghanistan,
Iraq, Syria, Iran, the Sudan, Libya, Somalia, and Yemen. And it calls for Homeland Security and State Department officials along with the director of the National Intelligence, to basically review whatever information the government needs to fully vet some of the would-be visitors and come up with some kind of list of the country that don't provide it. And it basically is also stating that the government will give countries 60 days to start providing the information, or citizens from those countries are basically barred from traveling to the United States. Here's the main problem. You got green card holders.
Excuse me. Main problem from your opinion. We'll carry on.
Okay. Green card holders, dual citizen holders, people that have dual citizenship in the United States and elsewhere, people that are going to be traveling back and forth. There was a four-star, I believe he is an Iraqi general, who actually helped the United States, from what I looked at on CNN, I think it was earlier this morning. And he has a residence in the United States. He was coming to the United States for some sort of purpose to come home because he has a home here, and he can't get in because now, based on this ban, he's looked at as a terrorist. You have so many things that have happened with this. We're talking refugees, a four-month suspension of the American refugee program, which is supposed to be intended to provide time to review how refugees get vetted before they are allowed to come back into the United States. Now,
oh, I'm sorry, Sean. Excuse me for 1 second. I completely forgot. Ladies and gentlemen, the number to call in to praise Trump or talk about Trump, how much you cannot stand him, is 347-989-8402. The number, once again, is 347-989-8402. And if anyone do call, I'd like to know, I want more calls from the Trump supporters. If there's a Trump supporter out there, please give us a call. I'm sure I can speak for Sean Black on this. We'd like to know why you support Trump now, if you still support Trump, if you vote for him. I would like to know. I don't want to argue with you, but I take both sides. I just want to understand this a little bit more. And also, do you believe in a travel ban? I'm sorry, Sean. I completely forgot about that, but go ahead.
Yeah, and no problem. And I would applaud that also. Anybody that wants to come and call and just find out, maybe we can pick your brain as to what the thought process is, and perhaps you can maybe explain it to us. Do you have voter's remorse? Because I am pretty sure that there are tons of people that voted for Trump for one reason or another that have completely changed their mind, and that was evidenced by last week's march. So we know that there are people out there that are thinking one way or the other, that they voted for Trump and they either support what he's doing, because let's be honest, Trump is actually doing what he said he was going to do during his campaign, and he's doing it within the first 9, 10, 11 days. So.
And that's crazy. Like, most presidents, you know, they get, you know, they take it step by step, you know, try to figure things out. He's rushing everything. He wants to build the wall today.
And I'm glad you put that in there. You said he's rushing everything, because I am pretty sure on some level a lot of the things that he's doing are going to probably end up going into the Supreme Court, and it may be looked at as unconstitutional. But we'll see what happens from there.
But one thing some people don't understand that about this wall, that we have a wall already down there. We have a fence. We have borders.
Yeah.
There is a built-in fence at the borders between Mexico and the United States.
Yes.
So what wall is Trump talking about?
Well,
and explain
Trump,
to me, how can Mexico pay for this wall?
Well, this is what he would like to have happen, and what if it does happen, it wouldn't happen anytime soon, because it'll be caught up in litigation and all of the labor laws and all. There's a ton of things to go through, but there are a lot of things that he has on the docket that he wants to do that probably won't be done immediately, including the wall. But what he wants to do with the wall is he wants to build this huge wall that's supposed to take place at the Mexican border from Texas all the way across. And then the taxpayers of the United States, remember, he said that Mexico was going to pay. Now he's backstepped a little bit in saying that the American taxpayers will pay for the wall, and then Mexico will reimburse the United States based on how they're taxed. So this is the plan of how we're going to get this wall made. So if it gets made, you, the taxpayer, are initially going to pay for it, and then you're supposed to be reimbursed. Now, the president of Mexico basically looked in the camera and said, Donald Trump is an idiot, that this will not happen, not while he's alive, not while his people are still there. So that's the contention there. So Trump has done everything in his power to basically alienate the United States now from a whole chunk of the world. And as I stated before, this travel ban has much more implications on just, you know, the average person that's trying to get back from one of these seven countries. It's Iraq, Syria, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Yemen, and Iran. Now, those seven countries that are supposed to have illegals that are potential terrorists that are coming back and forth, it's already been shown that a lot of these countries, which is where a lot of people are really realizing it, are not doing any real business with Donald Trump and any of his businesses. The countries that are actually seemingly harboring the terrorism, the terrorist plotters, the people that they think are going to be being brought in, much like the United Arab Emirates, and of I think Egypt is one of the others, Saudi Arabia, big name in Dubai. These are big name countries that have huge amounts of wealth and have a lot of business that Donald Trump has done in those countries. Those that I've stated to you, they don't have a travel ban on them. So it makes you wonder, what's the situation there? Because Trump has business with those countries that I just named.
So are we surprised by this?
Of course not. That we know how this is being played. All of the people that Donald Trump is surrounded around him in his cabinet are all rich, from the far right, that seemingly are doing what they can to make sure that this country has become much more of a Republican hive mind. Now, the people that voted for the constituency that voted for Trump and they approved of his cabinet are now starting to see all of the pieces fall in place now. We also know that because of this travel ban that's been going on, and as I was alluding to a little earlier, it goes much deeper than just somebody trying to get back in. We're talking about people that have dual citizenship. But here's something else that I brought this up to another friend of mine off air about maybe 2 or 3 hours ago. I want you to think about all the businesses that have people with dual citizenship. Think about the sports leagues that bring in billions and billions of dollars to the United States. Where is basketball or baseball, where you have players that have dual citizenship that because of this travel ban, if they leave the country, there's a good possibility they may not get back home anytime soon unless this travel ban is relieved. I want you to think about that. There are players in the NBA that have dual citizenship, like Luol Deng, who used to play for the Chicago Bulls. He is of African descent. I believe he has citizenship in, I can't remember what part of Africa, but he also has dual citizenship in the United Kingdom. So he goes from between England and the Sudan, but he plays in the United States in the NBA. If he gets his visa revoked because of this travel ban, one, how can he travel? You have teams that are playing in Canada. You know, you've got the Toronto Raptors, or in the NHL, you have Canadian teams. What if you have people with dual citizenship that live in other countries that can't travel because they're going to get their visas revoked. It trickles down much more so than people are willing to think of the ramifications of this.
True, I understand your point, Sean, but to, you know me, since I'm the hot rod, I look on the good side and the bad side.
Yeah.
I think to a certain degree, I think we need a travel ban. Yes. We do need an immigration control policy. And yes, with American people scared, as always, who they're talking, Muslims. But like you say, Trump picked some countries and not others. Why? Because of money. I think they went about the travel ban too quickly and on the wrong way because everybody is confused. Excuse me, not everybody. A lot of people are confused by this and they're angry. So what that becomes? Protests, airports, blockage, road rage, and soon, God forbid me for saying this, more potential terror attacks.
Mm-hmm.
Because I do see that coming. Like, so you trying to tell these countries F you? These countries will say F you harder. So there'll be some terrorists out there going crazy, but you know what? Donald Trump don't want me in his country, no problem. I will call my cousin down in Brooklyn, New York. I'll pray for him, for Allah, go take care of business and go shoot up a store or bomb up a place or something. But we have K-Dog on the line now. K-Dog? Hello?
I guess he's not on yet.
No? Actually, it's not K-Dog. Actually, it's not K-Dog. It's Brother B, y'all. What up?
Oh,
hey, what's going on?
B. Hey,
what's going on, man?
Another Trump supporter.
Yeah, right. Listen, man, I was listening to the news this morning. I find it interesting that the Russian ruble is doing good. Mm. What's up with that?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Hey, we all know the rule. You scratch my back, I scratch your back.
Yeah, but you know, I think that's a one-sided thing because I think this dude Putin, he ain't much for scratching back for too long.
So, Brother B, you see this chaos that's going on right now with your president for the last 9 days. It's only been 9 days and been chaos everywhere. Why do you think everybody's afraid of the travel ban right now?
Well, I mean, it's obvious because some people just don't want to get stuck in their country. They don't want to get stuck where they're at. I mean, I don't even know what the purpose of it was. I don't know what he did that for.
I think we deep down know what the purpose was for that.
I mean, somebody enlighten me. Like, why do you think? Because I'm not, you know.
The general purpose, and this is something that I've seen from just listening to the rhetoric from Trump and from all the people that he's surrounded himself with, is that from the far right, everybody they've accused Democrats of not calling radical Islam an issue, but that has been their battle cry on the war on terrorism for the last 15 years, ever since 9/11. Nobody wants to say radical Islam. Nobody wants to say that that's the reason why it's radical Islamist and et cetera, et cetera. And it makes it look like it's a worldwide war between Islam and the United States. And that is not the truth.
But even Dick Cheney came out and said something. Dick Cheney has been quiet for years. Dick Cheney came out and said something. And he's against it. So if Dick Cheney, of all people, has something negative to say about it, then, yo, that's really something.
Yeah,
something.
There are a lot of – what we're starting to hear are certain Republicans are actually stating, Trump, what are you doing? You know, you're actually making this situation worse because – it's not necessarily, as Hot Rod stated, we're not going to – it's it's highly unlikely we're going to have another 9/11 style terrorist attack, because I think the United States government and everybody else is probably a little bit too keen on what's going on. It's more so the homegrown terrorists, the ones that are like the one that tried to blow up the plane, that had the explosive in his shoe, or that had the explosive in his underwear, or the one that tried to blow up something in Times Square in the summer from a couple of years ago and that failed, the San Bernardino shooting, things like that, where you're having people that are either sympathizers with a particular terrorist group, or thinks that because of how they feel about the United States, they want to sympathize with a particular group and they want to do something about it. Those are the real, seemingly, there's the real issues involved. And I think Trump and the Republicans are looking at, well, you're having these Americans leaving the country and going to, like, Syria or going to another country and then coming back with plans of trying to destroy everything. And
it's
while
true.
They,
true, but
yeah.
I think what people fail to realize, Sean, you brought up a good point, but this is not the first time we did a ban on countries like this. It happened many years ago with Reagan, I believe.
Yeah.
They put a ban on Iran and countries like that are coming over here. So why is everybody going crazy about this now? Well, because we have a different generation, a different group. This is not the first time we've done this travel ban to other countries.
You know what the issue is?
People are just more liberal and, you know, trying to be a little more human about certain things. Not everything, just about certain things.
Well, it was funny that they said we are all one country, but when you see a Muslim person, you get scared. When you see a black person, oh, my God. When you see a Mexican, are you going to clean my kitchen? It's like we keep contradicting ourselves every time. So I just don't get this.
You know, people like that, that's part of that 46%. That's probably that 46% that didn't vote. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's crazy. I mean, when you look at just how much it seems, if you I don't know if you looked at the news, but New York Senator Charles Schumer, who talked about the Muslim ban, which is basically what it has become, even though it's called the travel ban, he got emotional in talking about how un-American it is and it's mean-spirited, and he was in tears. And then, of course, Donald Trump being Donald Trump shot back at him and basically said, well, I've known him all these years and I've never known him to be a crier, but, you know, it's probably fake tears and I didn't see any. These are the kinds of things that are going to happen. Then we are in for a very long 4 years.
This next 4 years is going to be like, you got the runs, and somebody's in, and there's a little kid in the bathroom that locked himself in there, and he's playing with the water. Like you're like it just seems like forever, and it's going to be forever. You're just going to sit there and put a cork in your asshole, and you're going to go to the bathroom. It is what it is.
Remember when Trump was elected? It was supposed to be about unifying the country, getting jobs, working through all of the race relations that were supposed to happen and all of the violence that's going on in the inner cities and working on infrastructure and all the other stuff. And all we've seen in the last 10 days is absolute chaos. We've seen kids in school using N-word this and market, because this has trickled down a lot of the hatred and everything that's been spewed from the campaign and on through.
Excuse me, Sean. Talk about chaos. K Dog is on the line now with his chaos. K Dog.
Hey, what's up,
K-Dog.
Y'all? Yeah, I'm here to bring the.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, man, you know me. I'm the caveman. I'm the professor. Damn it. Yeah. Well,
but,
anyway.
Well, no. Before you start, Kato, let Sean finish up. Go ahead, Sean.
All right, Sean. Yeah. Go ahead, bro.
There have been over the last, forget about the actual election and the campaign, just in the last 10 days, we have seen so many issues of racism and things that have happened, and people have actually brought up, well, are Trump protesters or supporters, who's worse? And it really doesn't make it. I don't think it's a matter of who's worse. It shows how much vitriol is on both sides, because.
I got to ask real quick. Sorry to interject, but where the Obama haters at?
That's a good question.
Because when Obama dropped the mic and said Obama out, his approval rating skyrocketed in the last, 2 months? So all those people that dumped all over President Obama are now wondering, are you going to run again? Please save us from this madness. Can we get a do-over?
But we say this all the time, guys. This is what America wants. They want this guy. This is what they get, right? We can't really complain, but it is what it is. It could be 4 years, God willing, it'll let someone shoot his ass.
Oh, you can complain if you voted. If you voted, you have the right to complain. That if you're part of the 46% that didn't, shut up. You got nothing.
The 46% is at the airports right now protesting, some of them, or they're crying and whatever. Well, go ahead, Cato. What do you need to say?
Well, I'm glad you guys are pointing out a lot of things, you know, some of the things. And I was, you know, with all the things about the 46% of Americans. Well, you know what? Like I said, like you said, Hot Rod, the election is done and over with. It is 2017. And in the 9 days of this presidency, so far Trump has signed 14 executive orders. And this one, I knew was going to make some noise. Because, you see, let's check it out.
I'm sorry, one more thing. He also fired the acting attorney general.
Yeah, and
Sally
I was just
Yates.
About to announce that.
Oh, go ahead.
I was just about to announce that. He fired her. He said that he fired Sally Yates, the acting attorney general, and a Democratic appointee after she refused to defend his controversial refugee and immigration ban. And now back to what I was saying. You know, with that, I knew this was going to cause chaos because, what do you know, Saturday, while I was out there running errands and the news came on that they were holding some detainees over at JFK, I'm like, wow, he really signed it. He really, really signed it. Because he said that that's what he wanted to do. And this was not a travel. It wasn't just any ordinary travel ban. It's a Muslim ban. Because so far, I'm not sure if you guys know about this. You know that he put out a Muslim registry, right? He's putting out a Muslim. It's an all-out war against Muslims. And this is where America's going to shoot itself in the foot. You know, a lot of Americans are kicking their butts now saying, damn it, what happened? It's going to hurt America's reputation overseas because, you know, even today as I'm speaking to you right now, you know, even the veterans are protesting against this travel ban.
But you know what? What's funny? Be careful what you ask for. This is what they so-called Americans have been asking for. They want to talk against America. Muslims, they don't want Muslims around. Now you got it. And now you want to protest.
You can't protest anything that you didn't fight up against. And like you said, Brother B, hey, and I said this before, to the 46% of Americans, and yes, 46%, this is a large number, almost half of the country, instead of you guys sitting around here protesting, sit down and shut up and take the punishment. Because of you who chose not to vote, we have someone in office who's running this country down. I mean, people are upset. A lot of people are upset about this.
Like you said, let's make America great again.
But how we make America great is now we're going through a civil war right now. Everybody going crazy at each other.
Yeah,
This is what it was founded on. Blood. It was founded on racism. It was founded on destruction.
Truth.
This is what it's about.
Yeah, and let's face it. Listen, guys. Let's look at the picture here. Okay. Take a good look at who Trump chose in his cabinet. Now, Trump is living in a dream world. He went in with a Republican-controlled Congress and a Republican-controlled House. So whatever he signs now, it's going to go through regardless. And he's like, I'm the president. I'm going to do whatever. But, however, let me just add this but to this, and I'm not trying to contradict anything that I'm saying, but not all Republicans are too happy about this.
Oh, yeah, and that goes
a lot of Republicans are pissed off about this because they're like, what are you doing to our interests abroad? Because guess what? When you put your hand and say, you ain't coming up in here, those other countries have a right to say, then we don't want y'all up in here. Get the hell out of here.
True, Kato, but Kato, like Brother B said a long time ago on the show, on his show, he's a face of Republicans, and this is how the Republicans always acted behind closed door. He's doing
exactly.
It out in the open.
Yeah.
You know?
Of course.
So this is nothing
this is
new.
This is nothing new. You know what it is now? Now they use a new name, and I'm sure you guys heard about it, the alt-right conservatives.
Mm-hmm.
It's a new word for the white supremacists. It's a new word now. So now you see all of this going on. This is their dream. Trump is their worst nightmare. He's their dream. This is what he says. He's like, I'm coming out and saying what you guys have been saying on the law. Come on, guys. Get with it. Come with me. Come on. Isn't this what you guys wanted?
Exactly.
Okay, so Brother B, do you think there's more to this story that we know? Because I think there's something more to this. What do you think?
I absolutely think there's something more to it. I mean, listen, that guy didn't come in here without an agenda.
Nope.
He came in here with a serious agenda. And it's going to be, you know, very divisive. And that whole little make America great again, that was the thing that he used to get to, I have to say it like this, to rally all the pilgrims and get them, you know, all on board and vote for him so he can win, so he can turn around and, you know, do what he needs to do. And like I said, I mean, to him, business, it's all about business. It's business.
Exactly.
But to the rest of, but what he's doing, see, his business and his business model isn't always about people. You know what I'm saying?
No, it's not.
Of course, his takeover and things of that nature, it's not about people. It's about best interests. And
I'm glad you put that phrase in there. His business model. His business model. And as a lot of people that are New Yorkers that are listening to this show that have listened to us before, Mayor Michael Bloomberg, who is no longer mayor here, he tried to run New York City like a business. Same thing
yeah.
Trump is trying to do with the country now. He's trying to run it like doing deals and getting the best deal for the country as best as he can. But the problem is he's as they're saying, cutting off his nose to spite his face. There are so many different things that he's doing now that are going
exactly.
to backfire. And it may not happen immediately. Some may happen down the road. But what we're starting to see is blowback now from both sides. You're starting to see some Republicans who are like, okay, this is a bit much. And then you have Democrats who have completely lost their mind. But more so, it's trickling down from not just, you know, the actual people that are in office, but the young supporters, you know, the 22-year-old,
the
millennials that are out there that are voting. And to give you an example, it's trickling down into the schools and into grade
yes,
schools
it is.
As far as a lot of the stuff that's going on, like the vandalism that was put up, Make America White Again with a swastika in upstate
yeah.
New York. Then you had the Muslim high school student in Virginia who had got targeted because she was wearing a jihad and she had it ripped off of her head. You had graffiti painted in a high school bathroom in Minnesota. Black Lives Matter graffiti done in North Carolina. You had middle school students targeting minorities, chanting, build that wall. I mean, things like this have been going on and on and on, and it's almost like it's a it's almost as if Trump coming in and the people that he has around him has actually lifted the veil to allow people to be as racist and sexist and misogynistic as humanly possible. And this is what the result is.
Well, Sean, I could tell you that there have been reports of incidents of hate that's been going on in the nation since the election of Donald Trump, and even on the very same day of his inauguration, there were also a lot of marks of hate. You see, the thing is, it's like now, I'm not saying it's reborn again because it's always been there. It's like it's giving it energy because people thought, racism has done it over. No, it hasn't been. Racism is going to continue to play this country, and now even more under Trump presidency.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Hold on, Kato. We have Max. Max, are you there?
Yeah, I'm listening. What's going on, guys?
Hey, what's going on, Max?
Hello? Hey, what's up, man?
What's up, Trump?
So, Max, you're a Trump supporter. Tell me, how you feel about Trump now?
I never was. You know damn well I was not no damn Trump supporter. What the hell are you talking about?
You know, the funny thing is, Max, I can recall as far back as the summer saying it would serve the country right for Trump to actually be elected because it would
drive
him.
Yeah. I did say that. But I don't mean I was a Trump supporter. I said, it will with the hell out of all y'all. So most of you guys were like sleepwalking thinking like, oh, my gosh. Oh, there's no such thing as racism. Oh, I think it's more to do about feminism. I'm like, you got to be out of your mind. But you got to smack some crack. You guys were on crack at that time. I think I told you guys all. Racism is alive and kicking, and now you guys are seeing it.
We all knew racism was alive and kicking.
But Max, what I've been saying all along is this, is that racism is going to continue to plague this country forever. It's not going anywhere.
And what's
in
the solution? I said, I'm all about solutions.
Solution is this. Here's my solution. People need to stop agonizing. People have to stop sitting around moping, going, woe is me. Oh, my goodness. Instead of sitting around doing absolutely nothing, here's my solution. Organize.
Well, we talked about this before last week when we said that the women's march that sparked so many protests around the world, that was supposed to be the impetus to start something afterwards, to get the activism going. Because as what I had stated was, if there isn't any follow-up, then all it is a footnote. And that's one of those things that has to be followed up on. Now we got to find out what's happening afterwards. And now that we've had the march, now let's see what happens with the travel ban and all of the protests that are going on now. Because if you look at all of the airports around the world, people were coming outside, fire Trump, et cetera, et cetera. And then you had the supporters of the band too at the airport. It's getting real ugly, and we're not even 2 full weeks into this presidency, and it's all going in the hand.
It's already been chaotic. It's like, you know what it is. Some people, and I'm sure a lot of people agree with you. When you see something like this happening, you know it shouldn't surprise you that this was going to happen. Like I knew this was going to happen. But however, and like I said before, instead of us sitting around, what are you going to do about it? Are you going to sit down and mope, or are you going to take some action? Because you know what? It takes one person to...
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're ready to the streets. Unless you're actually ready for revolution, ain't nothing going to change.
Exactly.
A lot of people scream revolution, but they're afraid to hit the streets like that.
Exactly. That's the thing. Are you just going to sit down and be scared and punk out? I mean, come on, man. We're not babies. Everybody's a grown adult. Whoever it is that's talking, saying like this, I don't know. Don't say you don't know. It's right there in front of you. Because you know what? Agree with me or not, it takes one person to make a difference. It takes one person to have a signature. It takes one person to start something.
When you have thousands, when you have thousands of people, you expect nothing's going to get done.
Exactly. You got to help your own. This is what you got to do. Look out for your own people.
Well, I want to point out this personal story of mine, of someone, like I stated before, I'm not afraid of Trump. It's what Trump has preached about hate and everything. One of my former colleagues, I went to her Facebook page, and she posted a video. I didn't realize a while back, after like a day or two after the election, a young, beautiful Latino woman. And she was crying, so it caught my attention, so I watched the video. She was crying and crazy because she was going to Starbucks, and as she entered the store, some guy rolled down a window and yelled at her, "Trump is president now, I'll correct you and get away with
wow.
it."
Wow.
So she posted a video crying crazy, like, you know what, this is what Trump is sending out this message. Imagine someone rolled down the window and was saying, "I'll correct you now, Trump is president." It may be just words, but isn't that terrifying and scary? Sean?
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Why is anybody surprised? Why are we acting surprised? This is what
it
this
It shouldn't
country...
come as no surprise.
We had 8 years of it with Obama. Eight years. And racism been going on since before we were born.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'm sorry. I just have to say it. Racism is the nature of certain types of people. But black, I mean, I was watching an interview with a comedian, Paul Mooney, and he said black people can't be racist. We don't hold any power. It ain't on us. And it's true.
Exactly. He's right.
What we have to be racist about, it's not us. So now it's time for them to take an ugly look at themselves and see what they cause.
Well, there are black people, unfortunately, that are racist, and it's usually amongst their own kind. When it's somebody that is a darker complexion than them, or somebody that is a lighter complexion than them, it goes back to that whole, that house Negro mentality that we used to hear about during slavery days, when you would have the plantation owner would have basically a lighter-skinned black person to watch over the other slaves. And instead of him being picking the pocket, he's there to watch who else is there. It's that same mentality that goes into it. So it can happen. I don't know if it's becoming more and more prevalent, but what we're starting to see now is that we're getting a lot of the racism that's out there. And I've actually seen some African-American Trump supporters.
Oh,
and to a lot of people, there are a lot of African-Americans that are so offended by that. There are Hispanics that have voted for Trump, and the ones that were against Trump are so offended. Women that voted for Trump, other women are so offended. So you're looking now at, it's almost like throwing a basketball at a wall. You're going to get the ball bouncing back at equal speed. At some point, that ball is going to hit someone in the face. So what do we do from there?
You know what? For me personally, I don't have any more answers. I don't know what to say. I just want to drink, have fun, pay my bills, and die.
Many of us are doing that, Rodney. Many of us are doing that.
Yeah, but look,
especially
like I see
especially
that.
Especially our
okay.
skin color. That same skin color that you and I have.
Yep, it is,
many
man.
Many of us are doing it.
But, Max, like I stated last week, look at us. We all outside protesting, screaming, yelling. How long have we been doing that? For generations, for years. And look where it's
Listen,
at us. Nowhere.
It's nowhere.
That's
exactly.
a negative start, though, man. That's that negative
no,
start. That
negative,
nowhere.
No.
Yeah. No, Max,
look,
where has it gotten us? Yes, we're better now than before. Just like Brother B's show the other night. Has New York gotten better or worse for us? It's got, in a way, it got better, but still worse at the same time for us. Why? Because our priority is not focused right. Why? The lack of education.
This is where your program comes in. Your program, you guys, right now, your program is media. Whatever media you guys are putting out. You got
exactly.
others not to be talking about smoking and drinking and partying. So you got the media. So don't put that out there. You got supposed to be empowering and inspiring more people to do more work.
I just want people to open up their eyes and think about the truth. That's the whole point. They all get
I'm trying to tell you, though, with media, media is like a trance sometimes. So you're doing more than just doing that. I'm sorry.
Well, you know what it is. Max,
it's about the steak, man. He ate the steak.
Oh, well, you know what, people?
He ate the steak, man.
Well, fellas, all I got to say is this is that the reason why so many people are so blinded to what's going on, unfortunately, we have a new wave of slaves, and this is the thing that people are becoming slaves to. More and more people are slaves to social media. They're too busy going on social media rather than looking at what's real out there.
Because they're caught up in the world of the fakeness of social media.
Exactly.
They live their life by likes on Facebook.
Exactly. Facebook, Instagram.
They live in a real world. How do they want to live in a real Trump world when they can live in a fake Facebook world or fake Twitter world or fake Instagram
That's
world?
The problem.
And also, there's another thing that a lot of people aren't really realizing, which is something that probably might have been brought up before, but this is something that I'm bringing up for the first time. I think the real reason why we're not getting a lot of the results that we're looking for is that we are still looking in general, and I'm not just talking about African Americans and about women, I'm talking about Asian Americans. There is not one unifier, and I mean a true unifier that can actually go and, one, engage the people, get the message across, and actually get actions going. They don't have a Martin Luther King or a Barack Obama or a Michelle Obama either. Somebody that has the charisma to reach the people, to show that they are not BSing anyone, and also have the background of activism that doesn't have the stench of politicism. Somebody that's not trying to make out something for their own gain, actually wants to go out and make change for a particular segment of the community. You don't have that out there right now.
Now,
that there are some people there that we don't know about or don't hear about as often, but as it's currently construed right now in the media, you don't have that one person that you can stick your thumb on and say, this is the man, this is the female that's going to go out there and take that, champion that on their back and get
Don
the results that they're looking for.
I disagree with you on that because we have Milton X. He's the man to unify everyone. Milton X is on air now.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's what I'm here to do. I'm about to unify everybody. That's right.
Oh, boy. Good Lord help us.
Well, listen, I ain't got to do nothing. I'm just sitting back and watching the watching the chickens come home to roost. That's all the fuck I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, America deserves all this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I
know the answer to that, but why does America deserve this?
Shit, it's simple. The eradication of Native American people that were here first, and the enslavement of all black people from Africa, shit, this is what you deserve. This is what they call karma. You know what I'm saying? Because this motherfucker here about to tear the country apart. Well, him and the people behind him, you know what I'm saying? Because he's just the clown figurehead of this whole shit. But, you know, the Trump team, or I call it the white supremacist all-stars, are here to wreck shit. And he came in the first 10 days, signs everything known to man just to raise hell. You know what I'm saying? So,
do you agree with the travel ban, or to a certain degree?
No, it's bullshit. You know why it's bullshit? Because for one, it doesn't even go to the main terrorist countries that are out there anyway. which are, let's say, a Turkey or a Saudi Arabia.
Exactly.
The several countries in this shit.
Oh, I'm glad you put that out. Oh, pardon me for interrupting, Milton. Pardon me for interrupting.
Go ahead. I do all the time.
No, I'm glad you mentioned Saudi Arabia. Did you know he also didn't include Egypt or Dubai? Guess what? Because you know why? Guess what? That's where all the money is.
He's doing business in all of those countries. That's the reason why
shit.
It's going on.
That's the reason why. And you know
that's
what?
That's why it's all bullshit.
Because
this
you know what?
All
and
bullshit.
This is the thing I found out today, too. Do you know that former Mayor Rudolph Giuliani was part of this, too? He called this ban the Muslims.
Right, because he wanted to ban all Muslims, period. But, you know, he ain't going to fuck with them Saudis, though. That's the thing.
Nah,
Saudis,
there's too much money in that, man. Come on now.
That's where most of the terrorists come from in the first place.
Exactly.
So even if you believe all that shit that Trump is talking, he ain't even doing it right.
And I'm gonna get your opinion on this, Milt, because I brought this up a little earlier in the show. This travel ban that is been currently construed right now, it's got implications outside of just, you know, people, government, et cetera. It also trickles down to, like, sports leagues and people that are trying to make a living. And also, you know how the United States has been trying to get the Olympics in. They're trying to get the Summer Olympics, I believe, for 20
years. Oh, they getting nothing no more. Because
now
America has officially turned heel.
Man, I can't.
All that red, white, blue American justice crap, well, was always been crap on black folks, but I digress. You know what I'm saying? To the rest of the world, it's all a bunch of bullshit now.
Wow, you sound, like, angry right now.
Ooh,
actually,
me?
This is the calmest I've heard of in a long time.
I'm calm because, like I said on Facebook post, America was cool to the Trump got in there and treated everybody else like America treats black people. You know what I'm saying? So fuck
Listen,
the whole country is niggerized right now. So let it be.
Ninja B was on the show right now. She will have all these people because she will not believe in that statement. America is for everyone. Everyone, some people have to work harder than others, she will say. But
now the sickness have come home, and now everybody catching hell. White people catching hell. Latinos going to catch hell. Arabs are catching hell. Women are catching hell. Everybody's catching the same hell black folks we've been catching. So fuck.
So you're happy now that people are catching hell then, especially the white people.
Hey, might as well. Listen, they brought it on themselves.
So if I suffer,
as the Bible says, what you sow, you shall also reap. So reap it, motherfucker.
Okay.
Let it go.
That sounds like a T-shirt waiting to happen right there, you know?
Oh, man.
Copyrighted. Let me get that copyrighted in right quick.
All right, guys. We have 5 minutes
left. It's sort of like when Vince McMahon, back in the day, bought the NWO and said he's going to release the poison. Well, America has released their own poison in Donald Trump. And the white supremacy all-stars.
All right. Well, we got 5 minutes left. I need to change the topic for 1 second. Because, as you know, this Sunday at 6:30 p.m., it will be the cheating Tom Brady and his New England Patriots versus
May they lose.
Versus Atlanta Hawks. I mean, excuse me, Atlanta Falcons.
Can you get the fucking back?
It's the same bird anyway.
The Atlanta birds and shit.
Yeah. At this year's Super Bowl 51, Sean, what do you think? We know who's going to win, but we have to say anyway. I have to ask you the question. Who do you think is going to win Super Bowl 51?
I think the Patriots are going to win, but the Falcons actually have a realistic shot at winning the Super Bowl. It's going to come down to, can Bill Belichick stop that running game? Because if the Falcons can run the ball the way they've been running the ball this year, that made Matt Ryan basically the runaway favorite to win MVP because he's able to throw the ball with impunity because they don't have 5, 6, 7 men in the box waiting for him. I think that the Patriots are going to at some point find a way to win.
Yeah, by cheating, but you didn't hear that from me. K-Dog?
Man, listen, it's. I hope that the Falcons play one hell of a game. Please give the Patriots hell. And, you know, I hope the Patriots go down. And I'm saying this as a Giants fan. I'm not being a hypocrite or anything like that. I will not cheer for the Patriots. I hope they lose. Cheaters.
Okay, I'm afraid to ask. Milton, next. Tell me you don't care.
It's like this, right? If you look at this from a neutrality standpoint, Atlanta has actually the more talented team, but New England has the better coaching. And, you know, at the end of the day, New England has the better motivation because if they win, they get to go to the White House, meet with their homeboy Trump. So they could all do a Nazi salute together and shit on the White House lawn. But you know, Trump and Brady love Trump. Brady Belichick and Brady love Trump anyway. So you
that's
know,
the
they,
reason why
it's
I don't
all good
like
with
the
them.
Patriots.
You know what I'm saying? If Atlanta wins, they ain't going to the White House anyway. They're going to the Obama House. Fuck all that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? So you might as well have the Patriots win so they could go around there and they can, you know, do what they're going to do.
I guess somebody's going to do a real dirty bird then, huh?
Oh,
yeah,
boy.
Definitely.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of Trump, right? You know that there's the tragedy out there in Quebec. They caught the shooter, and he was this right-wing, you know, nut job who loves Trump.
I'm glad you brought that up, Milt, because you sent that message to me, man, and you heard what I had to say.
Right. So now Trump got his own little ISIS crew coming up there too now.
Let's see what happens when he wants to ask for help in his war on whoever.
Listen, he'll get it from other. From the other white supremacists. Don't get it twisted. Listen, Trump was just the figurehead for the Rothschilds and all that other shit. You know what I'm saying? This is bigger than Trump.
So in other words, Montanez, because of Trump, there's a good chance that we're going backwards, not forwards.
To be honest, there's no backwards. It's just going the way it's been going. Just the mask been taken off. Ain't no backwards with this shit. America been racist, so what the hell you been at?
Well, you know what? Hold up. Listen, we all know the history of America was built on racism. That is the
present.
But hear this. Now with this travel ban, and like I said before, it will hurt America's image. America already had a tarnished image anyway.
America ain't John Cena no more.
Anything business, in terms of businesses, and of course, how our Americans are going to be treated abroad.
Yeah,
and it doesn't matter what race Americans are, because they're going to look at every American as the enemy.
Listen, black folk, we've been looking at the enemy anyway.
All right,
it's time. It's time to go, guys. I'll be sorry. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening to another crazy edition of the Absolute Truth Show. I'm sorry, the Donald Trump Show, right here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm the Hot Rod with Sean Black, Milton X, and K-Dog. Guys, thank you so much. Can't wait to do this again next week. And hopefully we'll have another topic besides Donald Trump. I'm praying to God.
That's right.
I'm fucking up shit like you're doing. That's why.
Oh, my goodness.
As always, ladies and gentlemen, the pleasure was all Donald Trump's. Ours.
Apparently so.
Peace out. Oh, boy.
All right. Good night, guys.
Good night, man.
Oh, yeah. I forgot to give a shout out to Anitra B. Well, it doesn't matter. She's too busy banging guys anyway. Oh, well. Good night, guys.